Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up, we've got Peel Back the Onion to go a little bit deeper on some big things that have created the buzz in your backyard and mine. When I say big things, when we talk about Egypt and the money that we're pumping into their military and the fact that we have not cut off that aid yet, how does that make you feel that we haven't cut off the aid? You think about this. $1 billion so far, that's the price tag to pay for all of the firemen, all of the equipment, everything that's been used so far in dousing the 40-some fires in the West, $1 billion. So the amount of money that we're giving, at least part of it, to Egypt is $1.5 billion. There you go. That's money that we could spend to help put off the cost of the fires. At least the part that the government would pick up. So now what happens? Egypt, do they survive? Will they survive without U.S. military aid? Well, they're getting money pumped in from other directions, so I bet you they could survive. But the reason for the military aid is to have a chip in the game in the Middle East. That's why part of it. That's why for years we've been doing that. So the White House, I think, privately wanted to just stop the military aid, but then it became so public, they didn't want that out there, because they have not called the overthrow of Mohamed Morsi a coup yet. So rather than do the mental jumping jacks, they weren't going to say anything, but it broke out. So instead they come back and say, well, no, that's not true. We haven't decided that. Oh, wow. You might have seen it. Al Jazeera makes an American debut with just a handful of ads and some other attacks on coverage, the way that I read it. I looked at a couple of different reviews. Remember, this was the big network Current TV that Al Gore made a fortune on selling to Al Jazeera because that was a way to distribute it. So Al Jazeera America debuted on the cable networks across the United States, and the network is owned and financed by Qatar, which began operating on cable channels that carried Al Gore's baby of what I was saying, the Current TV. Remember, he gave it up for $500 million. And what they're saying is it's hard to sell to an American buyer. There's so much backlash. I'd never advise anyone to buy it. It's a much easier way to get the audience with less risk. So when they're trying to sell ads, people aren't interested in Al Jazeera. And they got to compete with Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and every other dollar out there. So Al Jazeera broadcast video from Osama bin Laden, did a live interview with a mass murderer. You remember that after the attacks on New York and the Pentagon? And I think this was stuck in people's heads about that. So it premiered on Tuesday, 6 minutes of commercials each hour. Several of the Current TV's ads, of course, pulled out once it became Al Jazeera. And they have different programs that are on, news programs, that kind of stuff. Wonder how overall that's going to go. Wonder how that's going to work. And immediately, they came under fire. Former CNN business journalist Ali Veshi is going to host a 7 o'clock show called Real Money. But Al Jazeera America attacked pretty much right out of the gate for airing what looked like the fake death of a Muslim Brotherhood-backed protester in Egypt, they say. So what kind of coverage are we going to get? And then there's people speaking Arabic and then translating into Arabic. And they're just interesting because it's been talked about for a long time. So now it's finally here. But somebody said to me today, hey, we have Korean TV and British TV and all kinds of other TVs, why not Arabic? Why not? Why not Arabic? What kind of slant is what I'll be curious about we will ultimately get on the versions of America's Al Jazeera. Eric Holder in the business of threatening. Eric Holder, the Attorney General, is warning Wall Street more prosecutions are coming over financial crisis. So finally we're doing something about the meltdown of 2008. And I say finally, people have been screaming for this to happen. So I'm not going to fault him for this one. As much as I think he should have been pink slipped years ago, great, hold some people to the fire. Put their feet over the fire. The Justice Department is nearing decisions on several large financial institutions, and they're going to announce new prosecutions from the 2008 economic meltdown overall. So that's a good thing. Go after the people that flipped us. Remember the banks too big to fail and all the nonsense that we went through, which was brutal. So anytime we can get a win back, even if it's not a financial win, I'm thinking it's a good thing. Anytime we come out on the end of it, come out the back end and come out looking okay, it's positive. The show Duck Dynasty. I got three emails on this, and I haven't addressed them. I've gotten them over the last week and a half asking me if I watch Duck Dynasty. What do I think of Duck Dynasty? What do I think of reality TV? And I'm not a big reality TV person at all. I used to watch The Amazing Race, and I've watched a few things in between that are funny. But overall, I wouldn't say that I would, whatever night it comes on, Sunday night, I don't know. I wouldn't say that I would be watching Duck Dynasty. I do give them big points for being clever, though. And you think of Phil Robertson, who's the star, and every week, this is the thing with reality TV, you got to come up with something that drives the needle, moves the needle, makes it interesting, makes people want to talk about it. So the first episode, somebody got married, the couple that had been living together, and now in this case, one of the Duck Dynasty's, one of the main guys of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, decided he was going to jump up and speak from the pulpit and said that, listen, from the time you started inside your mom's womb, Thomas Jefferson had it right, you have the God-given right to life for crying out loud. And he said, you're a week old, and then they suck you out of there. So, wow, he went into this pro-life stance on Duck Dynasty and talked about what in the world happened to us and kind of went on that little bit of a rant, and so the reaction has been mixed. Here's what they care about. Ratings. I don't even mean the Duck Dynasty guys. I mean all the handlers around them. Because these guys already had money to begin with, and they're only getting $200,000 an episode, not a piece, but to split with the whole gang. So the objective of the network is to get much bigger ratings. But the objective of the show itself, I think, is just to do funny, silly, ridiculous things. And if it's not funny, silly, and ridiculous, then you're not going to have the people tuning in across the United States to see what's going on in Duck Dynasty. My goodness, the debut was over 11 million viewers. That's crazy. That's huge numbers. You think of the morning shows that are pretty popular, the nationally syndicated ones, and you're talking like 4 million if they're lucky. All right, We Can Count and Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, coming up right here next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,364.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,413.98, $706.99 for a half ounce, or $353.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,413.98, $706.99, and $353.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Of We Can Count. I'll tell you what, the numbers are sad on this one, but I have to do this story. A University of Michigan student and a Bank of America intern dropped dead in London, and you say, well, what's so unusual about that? Here's the deal. He did a string of 24-hour shifts. I mean, it would have been unusual anyway, so I take that back, but the 24-hour shifts is the thing. He was an undergrad exchange student from the Ross School of Business, and he was working at Bank of America January through May. So he was found dead Thursday, and he was found dead at a residential spot in East London. He was extremely popular. Moritz Erhardt is his name, and he supposedly was very popular according to the, you know, his peers that were part of this program. Bank of America immediately releases a statement saying our thoughts are with the family and we send condolences and all that stuff. But this brings to light a crazy internship program that has brutal work hours. He worked three consecutive near 24-hour shifts when he was found dead in the apartment of a shower. You cannot work, the body can't take that even at 21, all those hours. And so now there are people coming out of the woodwork to rat out Bank of America. A former investment banker told one of the local newspapers in the UK that the Bank of America interns work 14-hour days. They even clock up to 110 hours a week. So it's one thing to say hard work. It's another thing to work them into the ground. Ridiculous. You can bet there is going to be much more, I think, on this story. That is crazy. Three 24-hour shifts. I mean, absolutely stunning. absolutely stunning. This is another very, very big story when it comes to money, when it comes to numbers. Bill Clinton's foundation racked up $50 million in travel costs. I don't know that they wanted people talking about that. I mean, this foundation has done a lot of good things for a lot of people, but $50 million. Now, this is over the past decade. The New York Post had the story, and they based that on internal tax documents that covered the period since 2003. They say the foundation logged a $4.2 million travel bill in 2011 alone, and together, all the foundations Clinton runs spent $12.1 million on travel in 2011. Is that unusual? Was he, you know, was it a whole entourage of people? What caused that? And Clinton says he's proud of what we've accomplished over the last 12 years, and he says the foundation was, you know, the reports the foundation was running a deficit are incorrect. That when you look at the audited financials, when they're released, we have a surplus. So he says he doesn't understand why that's even news. It doesn't make any sense to him, is what he's saying. But, boy, it seems like a, I don't know, seems like a lot of dough to me to travel. Does it seem like a lot of dough to you? And like I said, it could depend also on the entourage that he's taking with him, because, you know, the Secret Service, we pay for that, for former presidents. But there are other people that could have been part of that, is what I'm assuming, that might have led to such a high bill. Because otherwise, even on a private jet, my goodness, I was looking at NetJets and their fees today just out of curiosity to try to figure this out. And I thought, gosh, they should have just gone on a NetJet. They could have saved a lot of money. I think it still would have been cheaper. There's no doubt. This is a sad story, and this is one I'm familiar with, having just been back east and have seen this with my own eyes, because there are dolphins that are washing up along the east coast, and they're trying to figure out what's killing the dolphins. In Virginia alone, they say 164 dolphins have been found this year. Almost half of those, 78, have washed ashore in August. August has been really rough. As of today, they have 228 dolphin deaths this year from New York to Virginia. In all of 2011, 111 were recorded, 111. So they're trying to figure out what it is. They're starting to see, they say, lesions in their lungs that are consistent with some kind of a respiratory infection. And they're seeing active lymph nodes. So the scientists believe that they're trying to fight some sort of an infection, and that's what it might be. So infections, biotoxins, that kind of stuff, malnutrition, all of that are part of what they're exploring to try to come up with the ultimate conclusion as to what is making this happen. And boy, it's, it just has to make people so sick when you walk down the beach and you see these. Now, who doesn't like the dolphins when they're jumping out of the water? And then to see this, you know, the dolphins washing up on the beach when you're running or walking or whatever, what a fiasco that has become. And whether it's Virginia or it's New Jersey or it's New York, it's pretty bad, pretty bad. All right, here we go with these suspensions again. And this is a number. Six games this time around. We're talking about Von Miller suspended six games by the NFL for violating league policy. I mean, this is a star linebacker, and this is a substance abuse policy. And it was big news because it was kind of an unexpected deal. And certainly the NFL takes a hard stance on this. I mean, the Broncos are, I think, one of the favorites to win the AFC West again this year. So now they've got to go into the season without their 24-year-old star who had huge numbers last time around. Certainly Peyton Manning has other weapons, but this is a big blow to the Broncos from the playing point of view, because six games is a lot. So they're going to have to start with a little bit of chaos in the backfield and try to figure out what they're going to do in place of Von Miller, who came off just an absolutely incredible year. He didn't have much to say. He won't he's unlikely to appeal it, according to some pretty good sources. So that means full suspension. And, you know, all he did say is the substance abuse policy requires everyone to comply with the rules, although my suspension, you know, doesn't result in what I thought. So there you go. Six games. Now try to figure it out. And if you're a Bronco fan, you're not real psyched about that. I have a lot of friends that live in Colorado, and I can only imagine they're not really, really, really happy about it. All right, this was pretty big because often with trivia questions and whatnot, the 72 Dolphins come up in conversation. How about this? Four decades after they became the only NFL team so far to cap a perfect season with a Super Bowl win, the 72 Dolphins headed to the White House for a public honor from the president. They did that on Tuesday. They say it's maybe a little bit unorthodox. That's what the president said four decades after the fact. But they never got a White House visit after winning the Super Bowl. So now they were invited to go ahead and do that. You think Don Shula, the coach of the 72 team, he spoke at the event. He was so excited. He said, "We feel honored." And he was in a wheelchair at the end of the event, posing for all kinds of photos with the former players and whatnot. And here was his big quote. He says, "It's been 40 years, but what the hell? We still feel honored." So there's all kinds of jokes that immediately come to mind that it took so long for that to happen. But I guess later is better than never. And so finally they got their recognition. How's that? New York City's biggest gun bust. You know, there's the back and forth over what should be happening and gun laws and the tug of war that we have in this country. But just flat up, in New York, the police department says that they grabbed 250 illegal guns. They say it's their largest gun bust in history. The guns were smuggled into the city from North Carolina and South Carolina between September 2012 and July 2013 through two separate trafficking operations, right? And they busted the people that obviously had the stuff, the luggage on board buses. And one of them was 29-year-old Walter Walker, and he was also with another kid, 24-year-old Earl Campbell. Their names came out in the big news today. They say they transported maybe at one time as many as 14, and they were usually sold within hours. Once they got to the city, boom, that was it. They sold them. So undercover cops met with both of them separately 45 times. They wanted to nail this. They bought 254 guns. The sales were over $160,000. So there were wiretaps and cell phone conversations, text messages that revealed co-conspirators and all that kind of stuff. So they set the trap for them, and they just patiently waited it out. And that's where we're ending this time around anyway for this edition of We Can Count. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
My pal Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, marketing, branding, and strategist. The big three from him. He's an expert in all three. And he is also a professional speaker. And he is also in great shape because he's done triathlons. Now he's got another big bike race coming up. I don't know how he finds the time to do it. So we want to give you just a little sneak personal preview into Andrew's world. Andrew, the bike race that is a very famous one, it's called a Hotter Than Hell, right?
Yeah, it's the Hotter Than Hell. It's in Wichita Falls. It's running the last weekend in August because it's usually hotter than hell that weekend. although this year might be a little milder. It may only be in the 90s. So last year was also windier than hell, so I'll take the heat over the wind any day. It was like 30 miles per hour wind, one of the windiest events. Although I crashed a couple of weeks ago, I still managed to ride 55 miles and did 70 last weekend, so I think I'm ready for this event. So
yeah,
it keeps me out of mischief, you know, it keeps my mind clear.
I think it's good. Is it 100 miles? Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's actually four events. There's a 100-mile, 100K, 50-mile, and a 25-mile ride. But I'll be doing the 100, the 100-mile.
Wow, I admire that. I could probably do the 25, maybe.
Yeah, 15,000 people are in this event, so it's quite a sight to behold at the beginning. They have a beautiful flypast to start it off. It starts pretty early in the morning, just after 7 o'clock. And they have a number of professional riders come in for this. There's a Criterion race on Friday night, and there's a pro race on Saturday as well. So, yeah, people come in from all over the country, all over the world for this event. It's a biggie.
Very cool. You'll have to send us some pictures of that. We'll post them up on the website. While all this is going on and we peel back the onion here, we're talking about a lot of different things, lots of frustrations. I was on the air last night and the word came down from Washington that they were going to freeze the aid temporarily to Egypt, the $1.5 billion. I mean, there's kind of a back and forth. Is it 1.3? Is it 1.5? Doesn't matter. It's over a billion. So the White House now, in the morning, denied that they cut assistance to Egypt, saying that that's not true. The deputy press secretary, Josh Earnest's name is, disputed the statement that was made by one. It came from Senator Patrick Leahy that they were going to do that. So now they're saying, no, that's not true. I think that's partially because reaction that they got from Egypt. So once again, who's running the show? And this is the problem. Nobody knows who's saying what and how is this coming out. It's ridiculous. What do you think?
Well, I think this is symbolic of foreign policy or lack of foreign policy. A strategy of appeasement, of trying to make everybody happy, makes everybody mad in the end. So I've looked at some reaction in some foreign journalists and other sources. And basically right now, because we're not taking one side or the other and we're trying to sit on the fence, everybody's mad at us. So it just goes to show that appeasement really doesn't work. You know, you're right, absolutely right. There's certainly strong indications that the $1.3 billion, and that's just military aid. There is other aid as well that flows to Egypt, but this is specific to the delivery of weapons. Why wouldn't we make a stand and say, look, we have until things calm down. Why would we? It's like throwing wood on our fire. Why would we continue to fuel a situation which is breaking? It's steadily becoming Syria in many respects, and in fact, in much bigger countries, so it's actually even worse. I mean, that we shouldn't be. It's a tinderbox already over there. It's exploded. And by providing military aid, it doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I absolutely agree with you.
It's back to trying to appease and make everybody happy. And indications are that both sides are, both Morsi's former supporters as well as the Muslim Brotherhood, everybody's mad at us now.
Absolutely. You can throw in your two cents, by the way, about this tonight as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Jumping from Egypt, because we want to squeeze everything in here, the NSA, this was a big bombshell today. Apparently, they don't know the extent of all of the information that Edward Snowden has been dumping out there. And what it is because they don't have the capacity to audit, the NSA doesn't, their own information, their own data. Wow. I think that is mind-numbing to me, Andrew, that they don't have systems in place for everything that they've been gathering. That's a no-brainer that you would do that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I find that very hard to believe. I mean, these kind of surveillance, and that's what NSA is all about. It's all about surveillance. And surveillance requires a very high degree of analytics. It's all about taking massive amounts of data and analyzing. I mean, they probably have some of the best and brightest data analytics people working for the NSA. The fact that they can't supposedly audit their own data, I find very hard to believe. I mean, to me, this is potentially, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it's a way of stonewalling potentially, because they don't want to reveal that maybe there is. I mean, they already revealed last week. Of course, there were thousands of times that apparently they have broken or they've gone beyond the legal boundaries of what they should be searching for. But look at what happened in Fast and Furious. I mean, again, there was a massive stonewalling. Benghazi, still to this day, in fact, I don't know if you heard the latest news, but the four people who were suspended from the State Department have all been reinstated. So nobody's been held accountable, and those people that were, you know, have had some clouds over them have been reinstated fully by the State Department, and still we have no one, you know, because of stonewalling going on there. I think this is potentially, I mean, I look at, you know, one time can be an anomaly. Twice becomes a coincidence. Three times, this is now a pattern of behavior of stonewalling and preventing the Americans of really knowing the extent of the problems that exist in some of the government agencies that have been clearly used for political purposes.
Yeah, and I think you said it well there at the end when you're talking about all of a sudden the four State Department guys are back in, but what happens is nobody really realizes that because it comes back around and there's other distractions, and so people aren't understanding that, okay, somebody gets dismissed or somebody gets reassigned. Like you brought up Fast and Furious, they had some reassignments, but nobody was full-on fired for that. They were reassigned to other jobs. So that there's something definitely wrong about that.
Yep. I mean, Kerry said, come on back. Come back to work to the State Farm starting today. So it's a crazy situation.
Yep. Let's move to our last one, our last nugget here, and peel back the onion. And this has to do with the Fort Hood shooting. Major Nidal Hassan representing himself in court, the judge saying no references to the Taliban, Islamic extremism, that kind of stuff. But Hassan, who said, I am the shooter on the very first day, as all the witnesses have testified, immediately screamed out at the top of his lungs, that screamed as loud as he could, Allah Akbar. And then, of course, there is the ties to al-Awlaki that supposedly he was whipping him up into a frenzy over this, and some other ties from Major Hassan to other extreme groups. So why is this? I mean, why not let the people hear the truth? Because it is the truth, right?
Exactly, yeah. And he's not denying it. I mean, this is bizarre.
Yeah.
He actually, you know, Major Nidal Hassan, the army psychiatrist, he's admitted this is what he does. I think he wants to let the world know that this was a terrorist act. And we're trying our very hardest to say it's not a terrorist attack. Now the prosecution have actually now rested their case. Now, admittedly, they have called something like 90 witnesses. Many of them identified Hassan as the gunman who opened fire inside that crowded medical building back in 2009. Strangely enough, Hassan is acting as his own attorney. He's only questioned only three out of the 90 witnesses. He raises very few objections, which enabled this trial to actually move very quickly because they could get through as many as 15 witnesses a day. And he's facing the death penalty. I think he wants to go all the way. Now, why did the judge say don't bring in his ties to the Taliban, Al Qaeda, and so forth? Well, I could see this both ways. In one sense, I don't think they actually need it. By keeping the case really clean, so people aren't, you know, so one could argue that that wasn't necessary. But I think, you know, there is the other side of the coin. 13 people were killed and more than 30 were wounded. Those families and the people who were wounded and the families of those killed, I think, have a right to know the why behind the killing. Now, of course, this is a military trial, so I don't think they have to, if my understanding is correct, they don't have to prove motive, unlike a civil case. So that could be why the judge made that decision, because, but it's, you know, I can see both sides of the coin. They've rested their case. I think it's a pretty clear cut case of what's going to happen. And I'm sure that he will get the death penalty. I just feel sorry for the families, that they didn't really get to hear the full truth, and the people of America. But I think everybody knows at this point.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And as I said, he said it right from the very start of it, too, as well. All right, Andrew Szabo, good deal. This was really interesting. Peel back the onion. We'll do it again next week. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kate. And have a great night. Bye.
You too. Thanks.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Evaluated the situation, and Michael Vick is going to start for us against Washington Redskins. He'll get the predominant amount of reps this week in practice, and he'll play. Hopefully, our plan is the first two quarters in the Jacksonville game.
All right, mystery solved. One quarterback controversy, anyway. I don't think it's necessarily a big surprise that Vick gets to start, but I think Chip Kelly is saying for the Eagles, if he has to make a move and change quarterbacks, he didn't say that, but it's veiled in there that he'd be willing to do that. So here we are, Sports Shorts, wrapping up this hour, and believe it or not, we are so close to the start of the NFL season, and we're so close to the start of Nail the Score. Remember, we'll do that on Wednesdays on our third hour. And you can bet somewhere in there, I would imagine, that we'd have an Eagles game or two. So the starting quarterback, Michael Vick, he said he thought he proved that he'd be consistent every day and a leader on the team and that he was going to take kind of the same approach. Vic was paid a $3 million signing bonus when he agreed to his new contract earlier in the year. So his $3.5 million base salary is guaranteed, and his $500,000 roster bonus also gets assured once the season begins, because that was the deal if he was named the guy. So he has a contract that has a whole bunch of performance-laden clauses in it and whatnot. So, you know, barring injury, he's the quarterback unless something crazy happens. And if the wheels come off, then maybe, you know, Nick Foles ends up being the guy, because I think that's really what Chip Kelly is saying. All right, fantasy football players, boy, you got to be getting your teams ready. Matt, you play fantasy football. Do you? When do you have your draft? In the next 2 weeks?
Ours is on Labor Day.
Yeah, usually it's Labor Day for most people, because that's, you know, then we have football swinging in there. Are you pony up with somebody else, right? You've got a two-man team.
I'm in a couple different leagues, and in the one that's on Labor Day, it's a team I manage with my best friend, because our entry fee has gotten exponentially greater as the years have gone on, and we both decided it's a little ridiculous, so we decided to split it.
There you go. Fantasy football is fun to play. I mean, don't you look forward to that? Doesn't it make it much more interesting, the NFL in general?
And it keeps you more involved with the other teams throughout the season, too. Like, you know, a Bucks-Raiders matchup, all of a sudden, if you got a couple of guys on each team, you're going to watch that game more so if you're not a fan of them.
Yeah, I agree. Would your quarterback be Brady, Manning? Who would be your quarterback?
I think one of those two is definitely the top two quarterbacks, you know, in fantasy football. Vic, if he can have a year like he did a couple of years ago, would be another one. But it's a little hard to tell. I mean, another one, Kaepernick, with all the yards he's running and the rushing touchdowns he can get, too. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes down.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, so a little NFL talk. Like I said, we've got Nail the Score. If you don't know how it works, randomly our computer picks the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. You pick which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you win, you clean out our prize closet. Woohoo! How about this from the Denver Broncos? Their linebacker, star linebacker. This is a big blow, all you Bronco fans. Von Miller is going to have to serve a 6-game suspension. This is for the NFL substance abuse policy. So he said it didn't result from a positive test, and the league wanted a longer penalty, but the sides agreed to less than half the season. So that's the bottom line. It's going to cost him about $800,000 of the $2.3 million he's going to make this season. And for the Bronco fans, though, the part of it is that he's going to be missed on that side. They have two drug policies, and that's what they mean by that. One that covers the use of performance-enhancing substances, and one, and the policy and programs of substance abuse that apply to Miller's case. So there are other ways to violate the drug policy without testing positive. It includes missing a test and refusing to test, tampering with tests, diluting a urine sample, all that kind of stuff. So this is a big blow for the Broncos. John Elway was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
Live with that decision. And what I'd like to do is try to do everything we can to prevent any other situations. And so whatever we have to do as an organization to try to help Vaughn, we want to be able to do. Put aside the fact that he's a good football player. You know, him as a person in the time that, you know, that if we can get him help to help him take that next step in the maturation process, we want to do that.
And when he's saying that, the maturation process, they've had a lot of problems with him, some issues. So, you know, the teammates know, ugh, here we go again. He had an arrest for failing to appear in court for traffic violations. And, you know, then he did the whole, was deep in the negotiations about his case and said he didn't do anything wrong. And, I mean, he's the linchpin, though, so he's a talented football player. And they certainly want to get him back as soon as they can. So he's going to do the 6 and then come back, and they're going to just have to figure out a way to plug the gap on the other side. But, boy, that's a big gap to have to plug. How about this one in the land of suspensions? A-Rod plunked the other day. The Boston Red Sox starter Ryan Dempsey got a 5-game suspension, and an undisclosed amount of money he's going to have to pop in for a fine for hitting A-Rod. Dempster's not going to appeal the penalty. He starts serving that immediately, so he's already done that. He threw one pitch behind A-Rod's knee on Sunday, two more afterwards, and then a 3-0 hit his left elbow pad and ricocheted off his back. So he says anytime you get suspended, it's not a fun feeling, and he's not appealing it, though, you know, however. And the New York Yankees manager, Joe Girardi, who was furious, also got an undisclosed fine for his argument with the umpire, Brian Onora. And he said before his team's doubleheader against Toronto that Dempster needed to be suspended or it would be open season on Rodriguez. And, of course, he was suspended, and that's not necessarily a surprise. A-Rod is the player that players love to hate, and this is nothing new. But now, because of throwing a teammate under the bus, Franco Cervelli, that's been pretty costly to Alex Rodriguez. And he's saying that he didn't do that, but Ryan Braun from the Brewers and Cervelli, his teammate, they were among the handful of players, the 13 players suspended for their connection to the Biogenesis case.
I don't think Dempster should have been suspended. I liked it a lot. I thought it was, you know, an NHL
retaliation
mentality, you know, of policing the rink, you know, and sticking up for your own guys and kind of self-policing the sport. And that's what they do in the NHL. And I, you know, being a hockey fan, I really liked it. I thought it was awesome. You know, this guy's cheating. He's making a mockery out of your league. And he did something about it. I liked it. But
yeah, I think A-Rod
is... didn't even get thrown out of the game either, so I think it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, Bud Selig was definitely going to fine him, especially after Joe Girardi made a big stink after the game. But I think no matter what, the suspension of the games or whatever, that it was awesome that Dempster did that, because you're absolutely right. He was saying, hey, screw you, A-Fraud, you know, this is how we roll here, and you don't do that. Because of outing players, ratting them out, which is ridiculous. He can have his own struggles, but he's trying to save his own skin or do whatever. Yeah, absolutely. You don't do that, especially in baseball. It's so tight, really in any of these sports, but it's so tight-knit. It has to be in those clubhouses. And I hear that the air in the Yankees locker room is like it's been sucked out, that it's so tense because of the Alex Rodriguez situation. And I'm not surprised by that. So 5 games is what he got in the end for doing it, but I say it was well worth it. And he says, you know, Dempster just said there's no point in carrying out an appeals process. We got other things to worry about. And he just tried to put it behind him and didn't emphasize really, we know, what the reason was for plunking him. Alex Rodriguez, I think after this year, after he's appealed his 211 games suspension for PEDs. I think Alex Rodriguez probably is not back in the majors again after this year, no matter what. Definitely not with the Yankees, and I doubt with anyone else.
This is another sign. Him and then, like, Pujols, Ryan Braun, with these big contracts might be over with in baseball.
Yeah.
You think make small Pujols, the Angels are on the hook for, what, another 8 years or something like that?
Yeah.
The Yankees are on the hook for another $100 million.
Yeah, more than $100 million. Yeah, it's crazy. And so smaller contracts may be what's on tap because of other players like this, instead of taking the risk, just like the NFL, incentive-laden kinds of contracts. It is an interesting concept, and I bet you they're going to look at it for sure. Hey, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin B and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.